Welcome to The Word at First Press Church of Arlington Heights. The sermon is based on Scripture to help us see how God was at work in the lives of the faithful in their time and how God is at work now in our lives on our journey of faith. I invite you to listen for how God's Word might be speaking to you today.
The first scripture is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, partners in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to the one who was appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all, God's house. Yet Jesus is worthy more glory than Moses, just as the builder of the house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that would be spoken later. Christ, however, was faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if we hold firm the boldness and the pride inspired by hope. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our scriptures from Colossians and Hebrews convey the hope of faith that comes from knowing and following Christ. They also describe communities that have an established history together and who are looking to the future. In Colossians, the Apostle Paul lifts up how the gospel of Christ has already been growing among them and through them to the world. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. In Hebrews, Paul reminds them, that community, that who they are has always been grounded in their faith, and that no matter what the future holds, it will also be grounded in their faith in God. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. The same is true for this community of faith, the First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights. You have been on a journey of faith with God since the founding of this congregation and the future in 1855, and the future from 2024 onward is part of that same journey. Today we are presenting key findings and insights from the mission study. Mission study is another way of saying intentional church self-study. Sometimes these studies involve representative groups, and other times they invite everyone who's connected to the church to participate, such as the mission study sessions from this March and April. The presentation today has been developed from the findings of those sessions, along with additional surveys, studies, and group discussions that you have held over the last 4 years. We wanted to be sure we understood what has been newly shared in light of what has been learned over recent years. This way we can clearly see what is at the core of who you are, what carries forward, and what might be emerging values to understand better. Thank you, first of all, to everyone who was part of one or more of these recent surveys, studies, and conversations. If you have not been able to participate, we do have one more very short survey, which we will explain at the end of the presentation. To bring all that has been learned into a clear focus, we engaged with longtime friend of the congregation and market researcher Todd Urmstad. Several of our members joined the mission study team to work with Todd and further explore and understand the key insights and findings. They are all here today helping to lead worship and will be available for questions and discussion at the Ice Cream Social. And now I'd like to ask them each to come forward to the first landing so that they can introduce themselves.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Eric Larson. I've been a member here for 3 years now.
Good morning. My name is Steve Smith. I've been a member here for about 40 years. And my wife, Julie, brought me here about 40 years ago when there was a minister here called Jim Martin. And this has been the best place for me ever, including our family as well.
Good morning, Kristen, Michael Zick, and my husband Jeff and I joined in 1999, which makes it 25 years.
Hi, good morning. I'm Lauren Kehoe. My husband and I joined in March of 2021.
My name is Chris Ward. I've been a member since 93, so that's right around 30 years. So.
Good morning, Todd Urmstead. I've been a friend of First Press for 21 years.
Thank you all. I want to say just a few more words about Todd, who will give the main part of our presentation. Todd is a market researcher who studies customers across a variety of industries and nonprofit organizations. He holds a master's in marketing, analytics, and consumer behavior from Northwestern University and served in strategic roles with Kraft Foods, Snap-on Tools, the Walt Disney Company, and Target stores. Todd designed and led congregation-wide engagement groups for us in 2022, as well as children and youth focus groups in 2022, to help with the search that eventually led you to the call of your associate pastor for children, youth, and families, whom we installed last Sunday. I know I speak on behalf of the entire Mission City team when I say that Todd has been wonderful to work with. He has brought our various studies and surveys to life with meaningful and helpful insight as we look to the future. Thank you, Todd, and welcome.
Good morning. It's great to be with you. In market research, we spend a lot of our time searching for deep and meaningful insights, an understanding of consumers. It's basically anthropology for business. Sounds pretty great, right? Well, for many of my years, this meant searching for profound psychological insights, you know, the deep meanings in everyday categories like mayonnaise, mac and cheese, and mechanics tools. So the chance to do this work is truly an honor and a privilege. There is no higher ground, and I've learned a great deal from the team and feel the privilege of being with them today. So we're gonna go through some visuals here. I'm gonna do my best. And what is this work all about? As Laura mentioned, it's focused on answering two questions. The first, who we are. Not just a demographic or a description, but a rich articulation of the values and beliefs that define membership at First Press. If we can answer that question with that solid understanding of who we are, we could do an excellent job informing the PNC who's looking for the next leaders in the months ahead. Who we need. The good news is many of your voices have already been heard. We've heard from over 600 members across many different studies. So we have quantitative research from the CAT survey in 2020. Nearly 500 members did that. And we've got several qualitative studies, including the engagement groups, the middle of the pandemic, APNC groups, connection groups late last year and this year, as well as the mission study work that there were three waves of that as well. So we're looking at all of this together. It's our knowledge estate, and it's a large body of work that we can learn from. How do we do this? Right? There's a lot here. Well, it's a couple tools: deep listening, an immersion, swimming in the data, listening to all your comments, studying all your answers to so many different questions, and then it's clustering and looking for patterns, looking for those hot spots where we see the same things time and time again from different bodies of the work. We get to these key themes or key pillars, and we see these ring true across studies and time. So let me take you through an example. This is from the CAT survey. And we asked, where do you want to see additional energy placed at church? And what's interesting here, it was reach new members, attract families with kids, and develop ministries to heal the broken. These were the same three things for everybody, no matter if you were a mature adult, a young couple, whatever, any group answered these same three areas. So in other words, attracting families with kids is not just a big deal for families with kids, it works for everybody. And the one nuance in our data was healing the broken is actually the number one area for members under 35. PADS, Stephen Ministries, those sort of things. And we heard a lot about families with kids in connection groups and mission study. Let me simply read a few quotes. In mission study, a member told us, at the time we joined, the children's and youth programs were incredibly inviting, intellectually and spiritually stimulating, led with love and compassion. Mission study also said, it's the intergenerational component of our programming, how it brings together people of different ages and backgrounds, like at family night. Connection group said, I look forward to our kids knowing they have a safe harbor. They have a place to have community and fellowship of their own. A member remarked, seeing those kids ring bells and sing was the best Mother's Day gift ever. So there are some key learnings here, and really it's a circle of life. And I think the youth programs are a major entry point for new members. There's a lot of energy there. People come in for those reasons. But seeing people, seeing youth and kids at church is a delight for all members. It's, again, this circle of life, and we saw it consistently across our knowledge estate. We also asked and ranked attributes. We asked many members, what is the most important thing for a thriving church home? What do you have to have? What are the must-haves? And we got these five things consistently, not only in our groups, but in the CAT survey, the connection groups, the mission study. It was spirituality, welcoming and accepting fellowship, pastoral leaders and sermons, worship and music, families and youth. Put simply, if these five things are clicking at first press, you have nothing to worry about. This church will be here a very long time. And so we talked about key pillars. Let's look at those real quickly. First of all, there's an open, accepting, and welcoming mood in this congregation. Wherever you came from, wherever you're going, wherever you are on your faith journey, you have a home here, and you're welcome. This came shining through every piece of research we looked at. Worship. Whether you're here today in the sanctuary or you're a chapel goer, there's tradition, and we keep some tradition in worship. It's where we get our Presbyterian-ness. People like that. And in terms of our music, what we learned is it's excellent, both in its variety and in its members' involvement. People doing choirs and instrumental groups, staff, members, so many programs, a signature part of First Press. We heard from you on pastoral leaders, and much about this, including praise for your current team, Laura, Barbara, and Rebecca, But there's a long legion of names that have been in this building. And we heard, of course, from about Alex, but also John McFadden, Harry Thompson, Reverend Stumpf, Jim Martin, Diane Shields, Jeff Deerdorf, and Sean Miller, to name a few. You support and engage with your leaders. You cherish them, you celebrate them, and you want them to be successful. You listen and have high standards for sermons, and your eager ears are listening for God's message. We've mentioned families and youth, and it's a pillar here. There's a circle of life and delight for the next generation. And finally, healing brokenness amongst us as a congregation, as well as in the community. All these things come together to really hit that number one thing that you told us a church, a thriving church needs, and that's spiritual renewal and growth. Finally, there is one thing I must share, and that's the consistent finding of resiliency and energy. The CAT survey revealed energy here is high. It's in the top 30% of all congregations. This is a transitional and transformational church, and it's adaptive and comfortable making adjustments. Mission study revealed, I'm anxious about the future, its relevance to the next generation. Hopeful we can find a way to make church relevant, engaging, and welcoming. And in connection groups, a member explained, the church is us. We've been through this change before, and we'll meet the challenge again. New people are always welcome in this church. So we have one last blast that we'd love your support on. It's a 2-minute quick survey. You can scan this code and do it digitally, or you can pick up a hard copy. I stake my reputation on it. It is only 2 minutes long. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. I want to underscore our hope that as many members and friends of the congregation fill out this Last Blast survey. We named it Last Blast because we know there is a certain degree of survey fatigue. And we promise that after this one, no more surveys for the next 5 years. We'll make your next pastor sign that pledge. So please take this 2, maybe 3-minute survey, depending on how much you need to contemplate. You can do it online. We're going to be sharing it widely over the next weeks. Or you can do it in print. We have copies out in the lobby today. If you know of anyone who would like to have it mailed to them or have a phone call about it, please let me know. We will reach out to everyone in every way that is needed. And we are asking that they are all completed and submitted within 2 weeks by July 14th. And in our conversations with the mission study team for today's presentation, they all also felt it would be important to take just another couple of minutes to give a general overview of the pastor search process. And you may have seen, remember, the front page of the Summer Chimes. There's a road with road markers. And if you find it, and there are more copies available, we're right in the middle, we're right on track with the markers for June and July, which include a formation committee to nominate your PNC. The formation committee of 5 people from session deacons and trustees, I am happy to say, has just been completed as of yesterday. Session still has to affirm, so I cannot announce the names today, but we will share them as soon as possible. This committee will start meeting to learn the requirements of our polity and options for process as they discern the number and slate for members of the Pastor Nominating Committee, or PNC. Once they know how they want to proceed, they will communicate with the congregation about how to submit names of members interested in serving on the PNC. At the same time, Session will work with the Presbytery of Chicago's Commission on Ministry to be sure that the way is clear for the PNC to be formed and the pastor search to begin. We expect all of this will take place so that a congregational meeting to elect the PNC can be called before the end of August. Once the PNC is elected, they will meet with a representative from the Commission on Ministry for training on the whole search process. They will also be responsible for completing required paperwork about the church with the help of the mission study findings. Once all requirements are met and approved by session and by presbytery, our pastor search will be officially posted in the denomination's search engine. The average time from a PNC election to posting in the search engine is anywhere from 1 to 2 months. After that, the PNC will begin receiving potential pastor candidates through the search engine as well as other sources. The timing of this part of the search is hard to predict, and it can have ups and downs. But I wanted to let you know, Pastor Barbara and I often talk about our great hope for your pastor search. We know that you are a loving, faithful congregation with so much to offer, and we deeply believe that you will receive many wonderful candidates. While the PNC work is completely confidential until they have a candidate to present to the congregation, they will be able to communicate regularly with the congregation about their progress. This is a big undertaking for everyone involved, and I ask you to begin praying for the work of the formation committee and all those who are being called to serve on the PNC. Above all, may we entrust everything to God, whose grace is made known to us in Christ, and whose hope is made alive for us in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. To learn more about the ministries and mission of First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights, Illinois, please visit firstpresah.org, where you can get information about our services and programs, including times and directions, and communicate with us about a prayer request, any questions you have, or how you might like to get involved.